Phyllis Moffat sings on the Standard Hour at 8:30 tonight.
From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes bring you Meet Me at Parkey's.
Say, Charlie, will you lend me $50?
Well, I can't lend you 50, John, because I only have 40.
Okay, let me have the 40 and you'll owe me 10.
Owe you 10? Well, of all the unmitigated...
There, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
John, I love that farm, but I'm sick and tired of looking at those sheep and cows. I think the most stupid animal in the world is a sheep, don't you?
Yes, my lamb.
Why, you...
There, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Yes, everybody meets at Parkey's, so come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to David Street, Betty Rhodes, Opie Cates and his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parky Carcass.
Oh, boy, this is some write-up about me in the papers. Lion-hearted Parky Carcass makes monkey out of Charlie the Rat by capturing him with bare hands. Monkeys, lions, and bears. A man like me should be in a zoo. Imagine me, Parky Carcass, the town hero. All because I captured that notorious criminal, Charlie the Rat. I didn't know he was such a big gangster. But they tell me he's wanted all over the United States. All the way from Los Angeles to Glendale. Boy, didn't I feel proud when they called me into the office of the district maternity. Gave me a reward of $2,500. Did that come just in the right time? Not only was I able to pay off the bank the $1,000 so they wouldn't take away my restaurant, but I made a wonderful deal with an uncle of mine. I helped him out at the same time. I loaned him $750 and in 10 years going to pay me back $1,000. Ah, that Uncle Sam is a nice fellow, and he's done plenty for me, too. You know, even after buying the bond and paying off the bank, I still had $750 left. So I opened up a savings account with it in the bank this morning. Say, I think I'll call him up, ask him how much interest I got so far. Oh, hello, David Street.
Hiya, Parky. Say, you're a real hero capturing Charlie the Rat. Yes. The whole town's talking about you.
Talking about me?
Mm-hmm.
Why, David, that's libel.
Liable?
Yeah, it's liable to get me a lot of business. That's wonderful.
Parky, my editor wants me to do a big story on you. Now, I've jotted down a few questions because I wanted to get your background.
Oh, and anything you want to know, David, just ask me.
Okay. Now, Parky, you were born in Greece.
Yes, in a little town called Papathirios Stephanos Kolopoulos.
Wait a minute. How do you spell that?
Oh, that's the town's name in Greek. But you can use the English name for it.
What's the English name?
Pomona.
Now, Parky, tell me exactly when you were born.
Well, David, is a little mix-up on that. You see, in the old country, they don't keep very good records. So my uncle says I was born in 1845, but my aunt says I was born in 1712.
1845, 1712? Why, that's impossible.
I told you they was all mixed up. But fortunately, only yesterday I got a letter from my sister... And she cleared the whole thing up. She told me the right year I was born.
Good. What is it?
1941.
1941? Yeah. Parky, that would mean you're only 4 years old.
That's right, David. I'll be 5 in September. You think I'm big for my age?
Parky, you're only kidding me. And I can see that I can't get very much out of you. So if you don't mind, I'll write the story in my own way.
All right. Oh, hello, Betty Rhodes. Come in, Betty.
Hello, Parky. Hello, David.
Hiya, Betty.
Well, Parky, how's my big brave man today? Did you catch any more gangsters?
Say, Betty, I was just thinking last night, why wouldn't that be a good business for me to go into, catching gangsters? You look, I caught one and I got $2,500. All I got to do is to catch 10 a year and I'll make $25,000. It only takes a few minutes.
Well, Parky, I can only tell you that you're the talk of the town.
Really?
Uh-huh. I was just over at the women's club, and they want you to make a speech at next Tuesday's meeting.
Me make a speech?
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not a good spoker. I wouldn't know what to spook about.
Oh, you don't have to say very much, Parky. They just want to get a good look at the big hero.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Mr. David Street. You're coming over to the Women's Club on Tuesday, too. Oh. I told him you'd be happy to sing a couple of songs.
That's right, David, and I'll introduce you. Let's make believe it's next Tuesday and I'm on the platform at the Women's Club. And I say, dear women and ladies, it is practically a pleasure to present for you my good friend David Street, the romantic monotone. Who will sing for you a beautiful song called the... What are you going to sing, David?
The More I See You.
Oh. I have only one request to make. Please do not throw any pennies during the song. But after it finishes, I'll be glad to pass the hat. Very truly yours, Sparky Cockers. Go ahead, I'm only kidding.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, my heart won't try. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, my heart won't.
Oh, you sang that beautifully, David.
Quiet, kids, quiet. I think I hear somebody moving around the kitchen. Maybe it's another gangster. Gee, I could use another $2,500. We'll split it three ways. I'll capture him. I'll bring him back alive. I'll jump right on his back. Quiet now. Quiet, quiet.
There. I got you. Don't move that. Hey, Parky, will you please get off my back? What's the idea of jumping on me like that?
Oh, it's you, Bob Williams. I'm sorry. I thought you was a gangster and I was going to capture you.
A gangster? Well, of all the stupid...
There. Why be irritated? Light an old goal. Say, I just got an idea, Bob. Listen, I'm got to go to the Women's Club next Tuesday. They want me to make a speech. Now, you're a good spoker.
Mm-hmm.
What would you suggest that I spike about?
Well, Parky, I use the same speech wherever I go, and it always gets results.
Does? What do you say?
I simply say, you're set for real pleasure when you light up a fine cigarette. But you won't find that pleasure in a cigarette that's hot, harsh, and dry. But Old Gold's choice tobaccos are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent made from the juice of fresh apples. We call it apple honey, and it actually helps prevent cigarette dryness.
Boy, that sounds wonderful. And then what do you say?
Well, then I look the audience right in the eye and say,
yes,
to give you a smoke of delightful extra flavor, a touch of rare, keen-tasting Latakia tobacco is added to Old Gold's blend of many great tobaccos.
I suppose when the audience hear that, they just jump up and stamp and cheer.
Well, they certainly do. And as soon as they quiet down, I say, in conclusion, just remember that extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness are what you want in a cigarette. So try Old Gold soon as you can. And look, when little annoyances get you down, just say to yourself, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold.
Bob, that's the best speech I ever heard. Really, you make such good speeches, you should be incongruous.
Hello, Parky.
Oh, hello, Uppy Gates.
Congratulations, Parky. I heard about you capturing that gangster.
Yeah.
Sure wish I had a hand in that. And I hear the town's going to give you a big celebration. And I'd like to have a hand in that, too.
Yeah.
And I also hear that you got a reward of $2,500.
Yeah, but you ain't going to get a hand in that.
Why, Parky, I'm surprised at you. Do you think for 1 minute that our friendship depends on your money?
Well, does it?
Well, as long as you put it that way, yeah. Oh, I was only kidding. Since everybody in town is showering the town hero with gifts, I brought you a little present, too.
Oh.
Something that's been in my family for many generations.
Well, thank you, Uppy. What is it?
This here antique watch. It belonged to my grandfather. It was his good luck piece.
Good luck piece, huh?
Yeah. My grandfather wore this watch when he fought in the Battle of Tiger Creek.
Battle of Tiger Creek? Who did your grandfather fight with?
My grandmother. Then he joined his outfit at the Battle of Bull Run, and he was wearing this good luck watch right over his heart when a bullet hit him.
And this good luck watch saved your grandfather's life?
No, he was killed.
This is a fine good luck watch. Look, the hands don't even move.
Parky, when you get as old as this watch, your hands won't be able to move either.
Uppy, since you're so nice to me, I want to be nice to you, too. Now, you owe me a bill of $108 for the food for you and your boys for the last 6 months. Now, I'm going to forget about half that bill. All you owe me is half.
Gee, Parky, that's mighty nice of you to forget half that bill.
Yes, sir.
And just to show you what I think of you, I'm going to forget the other half.
Well, that's fair enough. I'll forget one half and you forget the other half. You know, that sounds all right now, but when I figure this thing out in the morning, I know I'm going to hate myself. I better go and see who's coming in the front door, Uppy.
Say, you Mr. Parky Carcass?
Yes?
My name is Sharp. Orville Sharp.
Sharp?
Yeah.
What can I do for you, Mr. Sharp?
What can you do for me?
Yeah.
You mean, what can I do for you, bud? Are you sure we're alone?
Yes.
Yeah, bend over closer. I don't want nobody else to hear this. You see, my business is taking your money.
Taking my money?
Yeah. And investing it for you. I'm what you call an investment counselor.
Oh.
Why, you can't imagine how happy I was when I read in the newspapers that we have $2,500.
We have $2,500?
Yeah.
Since when did you become a partner? Look, I never seen you before in my whole life.
Listen, bud, you gotta have confidence in a man like me.
Well, maybe you're right. You do look like a confidence man.
Natch! Now, how much money did you say we had?
Well, we have exactly $750 left.
Mm-hmm. Now, listen, chum.
Yeah.
Although I just met you, I already feel very close to you.
But you don't have to come that close. You can take your hands out of my pocket.
Well, now, I just wanted to get the money so we don't lose no time in investing it, sir.
Oh, I don't keep no money with me. I keep the money in the bank.
In the bank?
Sure.
Why, that's the silliest place I ever heard of keeping money.
Could they sue me for that?
Natch! Now, look. Listen to me, Mr. Parky Carcass.
Yeah.
I want you to go to the bank and take out that $750, see? Then you turn it over to me, see? And in 1 year's time, we'll make over 1 million berries.
Gee, 1 million berries?
Yeah.
With cream?
Natch! Why, I... Want to tell you something, Mr. Parkakakis? I'm known from coast to coast as one of the smartest operators in the country. You must have read about me. You got today's paper?
No, I ain't. Is your name in it?
No, I just wanted to stuff it in my shoes. These holes are getting pretty big.
You know something? As soon as you make your next $1 million, you ought to buy yourself a pair of shoes.
Now, listen, pal. I want you to have our 750 simoleons here for me tomorrow. Because I want to make you as successful as I am. Understand?
Natch.
Okay, then. I'll see you tomorrow. By the way, bud, could you lend me a dime for car fare? See, I don't want to break one of my large bills.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Here's a dime.
Better make that a quarter. I got to pay my hotel bill, too. You see, my week is up tonight. Gee, thanks, partner. I won't forget you. You'll be seeing a lot of me. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say, Parky, what did that awful-looking man want?
Awful-looking? Why, Betty, that man is a millionaire.
A millionaire?
Sure.
He looks like a tramp.
Well, maybe he's a poor millionaire. Oh, Betty, will you answer that phone, please?
Okay. Hello, Parky's restaurant. Who? The mayor's office? What? The mayor wants to present the key to the city to Parky? Gee, that's wonderful. Yes, I'll tell Parky. Yes, I'll send him over to the mayor's office right away. Okay, goodbye. Oh, Parky.
Yeah, what is it?
Parky, the mayor's office just called. They want you to go over there at once. The mayor wants to give you the key to the city.
The key to the city?
Uh-huh.
Well, what do you know, Betty? For years, I've been going in and out of the city. Never knew you had to have a key.
Now, Parky, you run upstairs and get dressed and get over to the mayor's office right away. And, gee, I'm proud of you.
The mayor called me. What do you know? The key to the city.
Opie Cates, his clarinet in this orchestra play, When You're Smiling.
Hey, G.O.B., I certainly enjoyed listening to you and your boys play that piece. By the way, is Parkey around?
Nope, Bob. The mayor sent for him to come over to his office. I hear he wants to get him something.
Say, Opie, that was a brave act of Parkey's capturing a dangerous criminal like Charlie the Rat. I understand they found a sawed-off machine gun on him.
You know, I once made a sawed-off machine gun to go hunting with, but it was no good.
No good? What happened?
I sawed off the wrong end. You know, them newfangled inventions like machine guns is no good anyway, Bob.
Why, the machine gun is no new invention, Opie. As a matter of fact, it was invented by Mr. Gatling in 1861. That's 84 years ago.
84 years ago?
Yeah.
Will you tell me how in the world you can remember back that far, Bob?
If you think that's far back, Opie, just remember that the Lorillard business was founded even 101 years before that. In 1760, to be exact. Now, that's almost two centuries of association with the world's choice tobaccos. And this vast experience is reflected in the quality of Old Gold cigarettes today. Marvelous quality consistently maintained despite wartime conditions.
Look, Bob, quality is just the right word when you speak about Old Golds. I ain't worried about quality. What I want to know is, how about the quantity? How can I get all the Old Golds I want?
Well, Opie, the cigarette situation is improving. Old Golds are still a bit short on quantity, but they are long on quality. The same marvelous quality they've always had. Now, we're happy that increasingly more Old Golds are becoming available. So if you must take another brand today, remember, you're likely to get Old Golds tomorrow.
May have Old Golds tomorrow, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Say, I'll tell that to Parkey as soon as he gets back from the mayor's office. You know, he'll sure be glad to hear that.
Pardon you, lady. Is this the mayor's office? My name is Parkey Carcass.
Oh, Mr. Parkey Carcass.
Yes.
Yes, His Honor, the mayor has been waiting for you.
Oh.
You may go right into his private office. But let me warn you, you may find the mayor is a bit absent-minded. But don't let it disturb you.
Absent-minded, huh? Well, I'll take care. Thank you very much.
Go right in.
Well, welcome, sir, and come right into my office.
Your office? Why, you're standing in a clothes closet.
I am. I thought it was a little stuffy in here. Let's go outside. Ah, this is much better. Quite an office you have here, Your Honor.
Your Honor, I'm not the mayor. Ain't you the mayor?
Why, of course I'm the mayor. Who are you to question me? I was duly elected by the people to serve as mayor for a period of 6 years, to the best of my ability, for the people's welfare. As a servant of the fine people of a great city. And furthermore, if I am elected, I...
Wait a minute. Your Honor, you was elected.
I was?
Sure.
Then why do you pretend that you're the mayor?
I'm done pretending. Don't you November me, you sent for me. I'm Parkey Carcass.
Oh, Parkey Carcass.
Sure.
Of course, I sent for you.
I know you did.
In fact, I wanted to be sure that I saw you this afternoon before I did another single thing.
Well, thank you.
There are very few citizens in this great city that I would see before I saw Parkey Carcass.
Oh, thank you.
The people of this great city will never forget the great thing that you have done. Let's see, what did you do?
I'm the fellow who captured Charlie the Rat.
Oh, of course, yes, yeah. Charlie the Rat. Sure. Well, I'm very glad to know you. Sit down, Charlie.
Look, Your Honor, I'm not Charlie.
No?
I'm Parkey Carcass. I was the fellow who captured Charlie the Rat.
Oh.
He's supposed to be one of the biggest gangsters in the whole country.
A gangster, eh?
Yes, sir.
Well, Charlie, let me tell you one thing. We have no room for gangsters in this city. I'm going to give you 24 hours to clear out. If I see any sign of you within the city limits by tomorrow night, you'll be a very unhappy man. Now, get out, get going fast.
Wait a minute, Your Honor. I got $2,500.
Oh, trying to bribe me. Get out.
But Your Honor...
You hear me? Get out. There's no room for rats like you in this town. Get out.
This is the craziest guy I ever seen.
Betty Rhodes sings A Kiss Goodnight.
A kiss goodnight is all right, but remember this, that a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. A kiss goodnight with a hug real tight is nothing short of bliss. And a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. It's an old custom for a boy and a girl to embrace in a secluded place. Little Mr. Cupid never could be quite so stupid as to do a turnabout face. So it just ain't right to kiss goodnight and stop at three or four. 'Cause a kiss goodnight leads to a dozen or more. Real tight is nothing short of bliss, and a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. It just ain't right to kiss goodnight and stop at three or four when it's time to part and the goodnight star. Just ain't right to end the night with just one kiss. I want a dozen or more.
Mistake. The mayor is so sorry. I finally explained who you were, and he wants you to come back with me at once. He has a medal he wants to present to you.
I knew he must have made a mistake.
Oh, yes. Now you go right inside and see him. Everything will be all right, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Oh, come right in, Mr. Parkiakakis. I'm so sorry I was confused, but one does have a lot of things on one's mind when one is mayor of a great city, doesn't one?
I guess one does.
Yes. Sometimes one does get a little mixed up, one does.
Oh, that's all right, Your Honor. One.
Mr. Parkiakakis.
Yes?
Our citizens are proud of what you've done. And in behalf of a grateful city, it is my honor to present you with this medal.
Oh, Mr. Mayor, is this for me? My, what a beautiful medal.
Yes. Now, as I tie this medal around your neck with this blue ribbon, you will understand what this great city thinks of you.
See, all I can say is thanks very much, Your Honor. See, I'm so proud. My, this is such a beautiful medal. Let me read what it says here. Oh, Your Honor, this medal can't be for me. You must have made a mistake.
Nonsense. Read aloud, my boy, the thrilling words inscribed upon that medal.
Okay, but I still say there must be some mistake. It says, to the best dog in the show.
For the further adventures of Parkiakakis, Betty Rhodes, Opie Cates and his orchestra, and David Street, tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station. Is it a date? Okay, meet me at Parkey's. And now until next Sunday evening, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. Its tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness and to give you more smoking pleasure. And now this is Bob Williams saying goodnight for old gold and inviting you again next Sunday night to meet me at Parkey.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI.